So we're going to talk about snow first. The Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph on the base says, "Ein meraskin es hasheleg, but it's mutter lases l'tocha kos, l'tocha kara." So why in the world can't you be merasek es hasheleg? Can you not squeeze the snow? So Rashi says this is an iser of molid. You're molid davar chadash. You're creating something new. Namely, you start off with snow, which is a solid, and you end up with something new, namely water, and you're not allowed to create. It's an interesting idea. We generally think of melachos, or Yisurim Drabanan, as associated with any particular melacha. This seems to be a general principle. Maybe melacha in general is about a creative act, and this is a creative act, so it's aser. Not necessarily associated or tied with any particular melacha. Is there any basis, any other place where we might see this concept? So one possibility is the Isser on Yantif of being Molad Esh. We know, of course, as we just had Yantif, that on Yantif, for purposes of cooking and lighting, you can transfer a fire, but you can't create a new fire, probably in Isser Drabanan, of Molad Esh. Rashi understands, perhaps, Rashi himself doesn't make this association, but it's reasonable to assume that they're associated, that just like it's usher to be merasek as hasheleg because of molid, so too you can't, that's just like what the Gemara says, to be molid eish min ha'etzim v'avanim. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashba says the reason is actually because of gzer shema yischot. I suppose that's why we're doing this here. That the reason why you can't squeeze the snow is because that might lead to squeezing. It's sort of like squeezing. You squeeze a fruit and out comes the juice. You squeeze a snow and out comes the water. The Rambam also seems to understand that this is a gzeira mishum schita, as he paskins it together in Perek Chaf Aleph with the other dinim derabanan of schitas peiros. Now, if you learn like the Rashi, let's go back to the first pshat. So, why are you allowed to put it into the kos? Right? We say mutar lasis l'socha kos. So, presumably, the answer is that it's happening on its own. It melts. That's what Rashi says. In other words, the issur of molid is only when you're actively being molid, when you positively are molid. So, if you simply put your snow into your cup of water to cool your water, that would be okay. That's not like molid. Whatever happens on its own. Molid implies something active. Now let's go back to the Rashba. So the Rashba says it's because it's Gzeira Atu Schita. So I don't understand. We just finished learning about how you could squeeze pegayim, and you could even squeeze lemons into a solid. Okay, leaving aside the Boser issue. So I don't understand. Like, what is more like Schita? Squeezing snow or squeezing actual fruits, right? If we're not gozer squeezing fruits, we allow you to squeeze fruits under certain circumstances. It seems like a little strange that we would aser squeezing snow, which you have to be quite creative to figure out how that's doma to schita. So I think the answer is, if you look at the Lashon of the Rashba, is that the difference is that here it's a mashka as opposed to, let's say, the lemon or the pecan or the like. The Rashba's lashon is b'pnei shabard v'ashal glamei mehen hein omdin. In other words, since it's omed l'mayim, which is of course halachically a mashka, so therefore it's more dome to shchita. Masha'en kein, generally speaking, in the cases where we are matir shchitas peiros, it's because even though it's scientifically a liquid, perhaps it's halachically not. Okay, we debated. We saw the machlokas Rishonim as to whether that's the Issur D'Rabbanan or not, but perhaps that's what the Rashba is saying. It's omid l'mayim, it's omid to be a mashka, therefore it's aser. One way or the other, the Rashba says it's aser to squeeze. Now the Rashba says, according to this, it's very easy to understand why l'tocha kos is mutter, because there's no schoftech, sochi, right? It's obvious for Rashi why you could put the Rashba, why you could put the ice or the snow into a cup, because you're not doing shchita, it's enudom l'shchita. So Rashba and Rashi are similar to each other in the sense that they both say that the nature of the Isser is an active Isser. Rashi because you're molid, Rashba because of Schita. The Isser is when you actively squeeze snow, so that's when it's Usser. So according to this, then putting the Pashtida near the fire to warm is going to be okay. What does that mean? So in the olden days, everybody's favorite Shabbos morning food was pashtida. Pashtida is like a type of kugel, I guess, that had a layer of fat on top, and the fat was oftentimes congealed. So it had a layer of congealed fat on top, and you put it by the fire to warm up. Talk about when that's mutter or not, smicha and the like, but you put it in a permissible way, al tzolchos bishul, to warm up. And what happens is that the layer of fat on top melts. So, according to Rashi, no problem. It's totally passive, right? I just put it in front of the fire and it melted. Certainly, according to the Rashba, this is not doma tzchit at all. You're not squeezing the fat. If you squeeze the fat oil out of the fat, then you'd have an iser. But when it simply melts on its own, so then there is no iser. And that's what the Rishonim assume. Now, there's a third, possibly, understanding in the Rishonim, and that's the Sefer Truma. It's quoted by the Rabban and the Rashba, Simon Reish Lamed Hay in the Sefer Truma. And first, we'll say it how they read the Sefer Truma. As we'll see in a moment, there's a debate among the Rishonim what the Sefer Truma actually held. But the way the Ramban and the Rashba seem to understood the Sefer Truma is he says, Aser Alts Nolad. Not molad, but nolad. Little letter makes a big difference. What's nolad? Nolad, as we all know from the summer, is a category of muksa. When something is newly created on Shabbos, so then it's aser alts muksa. In other words, it's not like Rashi and the Rashba, both of whom assume it's an active iser. It's creating. It's being doing something resembling schita, doing something similar to molad. No. The issue is the result. The result of the melted snow is water, and that molad, water is muksa, it's nolad. That's why it's aser. That's the way they present the Sefer HaTruma. Whether or not it's nolad is an interesting question in terms of hilchos muksa. We know, generally speaking, we don't hold of nolad, but certain types of nolad gamor we do hold of. How do you look at this? It wasn't around at all in its current state, but it was around in a different state. So it's an interesting question in terms of the Hilchos Muksa, but that's not our Indian right now. The truth is that, according to this interpretation, Sefer Truma, this has nothing to do with our sugya at all. We should just go on. But once we're trying to understand this Gemara, so we'll talk about it. So that's what they say. Now, then the obvious question is, well, if the problem is nolad, so then why is it mutter lasis l'tocha kos? Right? Here we have a problem of nolad. You put your ice cubes into your kos, and you have a nolad problem. So, to answer this question, we should actually carefully look at the Sefer Truma, because in seeing how he answers it, we might derive a important yesod as to what he really holds. So, I sent you two Sefer Trumas in the Mar Makomo sheets. The first one, which are called the Simanim, is sort of the shortened version. We're going to read from the longer version. That was the same confusion, by the way, that we had before when we looked at the same Sefer. We had different Sefer Trumas. Yeah, so the Iker one to see is the longer one, I think, that's a little more authoritative. Anyway, so he says like this. Reading from the middle. Again, if you have the Mar Makomos, you could follow. Nosdin me'abard b'tocha kos, shel yayin letzaneno, ze mutter. So you're allowed to chill your wine with ice cubes. You see the Rishonim were always using ice cubes in the middle of the summer, which is quite remarkable before refrigeration. But Rashi says that the Sefer Truma says they used to store them in the underground in their cellars from the winter. They'd take blocks of ice, put them in a basement, and then they could have ice cubes the whole summer. Pretty cool. Anyway, so nosnin mehabarad betoch kos shel yayin letzaneno ze mutter. Afal pi shunim chasham, even though the ice is going to melt into the wine. Dehave grama be'alma ume'elav nimchehu. It's only a grama. You're not actually squeezing it. It just on its own it melts. Vegam nosno besoch hayayin. Moreover, it's batel It melts into the wine. You don't see the water floating around. It all gets melted into the wine. But to put the pashtida next to the fire, and then the fat melts. Aser, shashuman hanikrash hu be'en levado. Ve'en misarev shum davar v'nikar. So that means that this is like a really fatty thing. So it's not like the, it's like, you know, pizza. You know, there's a layer of fat that's sitting on top of the pizza, right? It doesn't, it's not mixed in. All that oil is just sitting there. So the same thing over here. It's not like the ice cube that melts into your Coke, right? Then you don't see any water anymore. It totally is bottled into the Coke. But when you have the congealed fat, so it just sits on top, it's very noticeable. And therefore, we can't say it's bottle. Now, sounds like he's saying two things, right? He's giving two reasons why this is mutter. The first thing he says is because it's grama, and the second thing he says is because it's bottle. So the implication is that he thinks that there's actually two isurim. In other words, the Sefer Truma is concerned about both nolad and molad. So he's concerned about the issue of nolad. In terms of that, it's batel, right? Probably similar to the idea that we talked about last time of nolad b'taroves. Even though maybe really we shouldn't say batel, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it might not even be a shir, no. We say over here it's nolad b'taroves, and therefore even though it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, the iser never really actually came into existence. Fine. So that's why that solves the nolad issue. But he also seems to be concerned about a molad issue. And about that, he says, oh, there's no problem with molad over here because it is memela. It is memela. Now, so pashtida's aser. Is pashtida lacking both of those or just one of them? In other words, pashtida not just an iser of nolad or even an iser of molad? Definitely says it's an iser of nolad because he said since the fat, you know, oil rests on top. Not entirely clear, might also be a problem of molad. From the Sefer Truman side, it's not clear. He does say Pashtid is Aser. Pashtid is definitely an Aser, alts nolad. Maybe molad, maybe not. My inclination would have been to say it's not, because we already said before that molad is not something that's relevant when it happens memela, like we said before from Rashi. But not entirely clear. So that seems to be what Sefer Truma is saying. So even though the Sefer Truma holds of nolad, he really seems to hold of nolad and molad. Now, that is, as I said, the presentation that you get from the Ramban and the Rashba B'das Sefer Truma. However, the Rash, when he quotes Sefer Truma, says, even though he says nolad, it's lav dafka, means molad. I'm sorry, yeah. He says nolad, but he means molad. There's no issue of nolad whatsoever. Okay, so now, if that's true, why is Pashtida Aser? Right, again, the Sefer Truma definitely Aser's Pashtida. And according to the Rash, we just said, why is Pashtida Aser? Because of Nolad, right? So why does the Rash think that Sefer Truma said Pashtida's Aser if there's no Iser of Nolad? So it seems that the Rash holds no, that Pashtida's Molad. That was even though before we said that if you hold of Molad, there's no problem with Pashtida because it's Memela, it's just like putting the ice in the water. No. Sefer Truma apparently disagrees. He says that there's a big difference between putting ice into water, which is mutter, versus putting a pashtida near the fire. When you put the pashtida near the fire, you're putting it that, even though it's memela in one sense, but it's biadim in another sense, you're putting it in near a fire. You're putting it in a place that's causing it to melt. Whereas the ice cube that melts naturally, that's just melting at room temperature. Molad's only usher when it's molad biadayim. So risuk is obviously molad biadayim, but even putting it in near fire is considered molad biadayim, as opposed to when something just melts at room temperature. Then you're not really doing very much, it just happens on its own, and therefore it is mutter. So, again, we have three biurim in the sugya. We have molad, nolad, and schita. Sefer Truma, Pashtus, when you read it inside, sounds like he's concerned with both molad and nolad. And the Ramban certainly assumes it's a problem of Nolad, but the Rashi says, no, he doesn't hold of Nolad, it's only a problem of Molad. So now, what would a Nafgamina be? So, Malad and Nafgaminas. For example, are you allowed to put ice in a bowl? Right? A lot of people like to have cold drinks on Shabbos. It's not just in the Middle Ages. So we take out a bowl of ice from the freezer. Okay, we don't have it in our cellars, unless your freezer's in the cellar. And you put it in a bowl, and you everybody could take ice cubes. So now, is there a problem over here? L'chora, according to the Rashi's Havana, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Well, let's go back. According to Rashba, certainly there's nothing to talk about, because you're not squeezing the ice cubes. According to the way the Rishonim understand Rashi, that he would be Matir Pashtida, certainly it would be okay. What about, according to Sefer Truma? So it depends. If you learn the Sefer Truma like the Rashi, it might also be Matir. It's just room temperature. I'm not putting it by the fire to melt. On the other hand, if you learn like the Ramban, so over here, it is Memela, so there's no molad problem over here, and it's at room temperature, but there is a Nolad issue. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do it. It would just mean that you couldn't, you take the ice cubes. It means the water is muxa. So it's not a good idea to do, because then you have to deal with the bowl, you know, the water at the end and muxa, and it's a pain. There's a simple solution. You just put a little bit of water at the beginning before you put the ice cubes in or before they melt, the bottom of the ice cubes bowl, and that would make a mutter. Well, see how we paskin like. But if you follow the Ramban's Havana, the Sefer Truma, which I think then that's what comes out. Okay. Now, there's an interesting there's a Tosefta. Yeah.
If you're within the Rashba's world, does anyone go a step further to say maybe you should ask you because I'm asking Shazavu?
Well, the Gemara says no sin. No, oh, you're saying no sin hula socha kos dafka would be if there is water.
Oh, I guess I would be happy to say that because the Gemara says the fish. Okay.
You could say that, but I don't think so. It seems very far-fetched. Don't think it's far-fetched. Yes?
Sorry, just in the rush, why is it different bringing it into room temperature? Why is that different than putting it by a fire? In both cases, you're bringing it...
It's true. One is because by putting it under unusual circumstances, it's a more act... In other words, again, we know active is aser, passive is mutter. Right? Merasik is aser, nos tochakar is mutter. That's active is aser. So now we have to figure out. So room temperature is passive, it just melts on its own. Putting it by fire is active melting. Now it's not as active as squeezing with your hands, but it's still active melting. Right? You could even argue, little kids, they don't like their chicken soup so hot. So some people will go ahead and they'll put an ice cube into the chicken soup to cool it down for the kids. So they have to worry about Bishel, but it's klishlishi. Let's assume, and water, it's mutter and a klishlishi. We'll get to the details of that in terms of Bishel. But I was wondering, would you say, is this mutter? So Ken Zayin, if you learn like the rush, but Asay for a Truma, could be a chumra over here. Usually the rush is a kula, but here you could say this is active melting. I think the pashtus is that would be mutter, but it's an interesting question. That sort of relates to your question. Okay, so like this. So now, there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that, and this is quoted by many Rishonim, including the Ramban, the Ran, the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah. The Tosefta says like this, that it's also mutter not just to put it into put your ice cubes into a cup of water, but also l'rasek biyadayim l'tocha kos, that already has water is mutter. Right? Now, why would that be? So again, if you don't like the Rashi, it's very easy to understand, because since it goes into the water, it's not dome to schita, because you're not creating water. You're not creating a new liquid. It's okay. It's a chiddush. It's not obvious that should be mutter, according to the Rashba. But you could understand that since it's batel in the water, it's not like shechita. And certainly, if you learn, like the issue is nolad, so we could also understand why this would be mutter, because again, it's batel into the water, right? But what about if you learn that there's an iser of molid? Okay, so that's going to be a question, unless you say no, that too, the bittel into the water helps. So the Magen Avraham, Simen Shinchav, Sivkan Yud Gimel, quotes this Tosefta. It sounds like we pass in this way. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this hatter. So if you look at the Ritva and the Gemara, the Ritva says, well, maybe the Bavli is against the Tosefta. Why? Because what does the Bavli say? The Bavli says, no sin hula socha kos. Right? Sounds like you could put your ice cubes into the cup of wine, but you can't be merasik l'tocha kos. So from the fact that the Bavli is Mishanef and the Lashon of the Tosefta is merasik l'tocha kos, and the Bavli says, no sin l'tocha kos, it should be yasser. How do we paskin? So the Shar Tzion Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Kuf Mem Vav says, Tov l'hachmir.
Where's the
Shar
Tzion?
Kuf Mem Vav. And again, if you learn like Rashi, it would make sense why one would be machmir.
I just understand for the Rashi, why does it make sense? Is that like came with what Rashi said about lemons?
Yeah, very similar.
But that was only because it's always done into something that. Here.
Well, remember, this isn't actually shechita, right? You're not being sochet. There isn't shechita here. Question is it domet to shechita? So you could say that it's only doma to shechita when you're left with something that was nischat and not when it is batel into it. But you're right. It's not obvious, according to both the Mahalchim of Rashi and the Rashba, it's not obvious why this should be mutter. According to the Nolad Mahalich, it's obvious why this should be mutter. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch writes, so how do we paskin in terms of general question? So again, the classical case where they argue about on the books is the Pashtida case. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Zayin is not your Pashtida, but the Rama says that L'chatchila you should be Machmir. So it doesn't sound like it's Nisar Gamor, but it sounds like the proper thing is to be Machmir. Now the question is, which version of Rabbeinu Baruch was he choshish for, right? The Machmir version of Rabbeinu Baruch, the Ramban's version that's also choshish for Nolad, or the Mekel version of Rabbeinu Baruch, namely the Rush, right? Again, going back to our question, could you put the ice into an empty cup, into an empty bowl? Is it the Rama? The Machaber would certainly be Matir. According to the Rama, that asks Pashtida, would we be Machmir here? Or would we say, no, this is also okay, like the Rush? Are we choshish for Nolad, in other words? So this is debate among the contemporary poskim. If you look at the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek, Zion, Sif, Mem, I think this is also the Hachra of Rabbi Ribiat, their Mekel. And maybe there's a Diak in the Mishneh Brura that he learns like the Rosh is Havana of the Sefer Truma. Right, the Diak is because in he's Machmir to be Mafshir Kamach B'Shemesh O Keneged HaMadura. I'll leave the deer. Fine. Anyway, that's a summer makeup.
The coolest understanding,
like the Rush. Yeah. If you look at Deer Shoe, note 34, and they quote Rav El Yashav and also the Shmir Shabbos as being Machmir on the Shaila. Even though there's no Isser Molad here, there is a concern for Nolad. Now, like we said before, it doesn't mean the ice cubes would be aser, would be mutter. But then you just have to deal with the bowl of Nolud water left on your table afterwards, which again, it's not impossible to deal with, but it's not something you'd want to want to deal with. So I think
but it's anything you take out of your freezer if you have a frozen water bottle.
We'll get to the other direction in just a moment.
No, the same direction, taking it out of the freezer, the entire water bottle. It's not batel on.
Yeah, and a chanami. So as I said, since there's such a, again, it's not clear. Even there's definitely makom lahakel. First of all, like we saw, the Rambam himself, even though he's machmir for the Sefer Truma, it doesn't sound like it's 100% aser. And even the Sefer Truma is not so clear. He's machmir. Maybe the mission, the Rush is reading is right. So there's makom lahakel, but I think it's easy enough to be machmir. And there is a makom lahachmir. I think the pashtus in the Sefer Truma himself is lahachmir on this shayla. Okay.
Even aside from, there'll be liquid water on the surface of the ice cubes. Why won't that be a problem? Even if you take the ice cubes out and leave the water in the bowl,
there'll be bottle into your coke. What are you worried about? So, right, that's no problem. Now, so if you remember, the best thing to do is to put a little bit of water at the bottom of your bowl of ice cubes. Again, you put it in first, you put it in afterwards. It takes a little time for anything to melt. And you don't need very much, and that will solve your problem. Now.
Why?
Because then the ice melts into the water.
But then how would
there's
it
no
put
no
it in afterwards?
What?
Then how would it help putting it in afterwards?
No. After you put the ice into the bowl.
Oh.
I'm just saying you don't have to machmir to put the water in first. Right. Let's say you put the ice into a bowl. Before it starts salting, it doesn't start to cure. There's no puddle for several minutes, right? So, or if you don't, everybody's going to like take the ice cubes very quickly. So that's also okay. All right.
I think doesn't Rabbi have a chumra that you can't pour water into ice because it's no.
I don't know. He says that because that's like Mirasik B'Adayim.
Yeah, I saw it.
Wow. That's very strange because it like takes a while for them to melt.
Well, if you have a full pitcher, I don't know, maybe not that you have a full pitcher of water and you pour like water on, like a pitcher of ice and you pour water into it, like the ice will be like half gone by the time you finish that pulling your pitcher.
Well, I mean, first of all, the shapes change a little bit. You're correct that ice in water melts quicker than ice in air because it's higher density. Water's higher density, so the higher density puts pressure on it, causes it to melt quicker. But that's still, to me, think about it, it seems like a very big chiddush. In other words, that's considered risuk b'yadayim because you're not crushing it, you're just causing it to melt at a more rapid rate. That's all it's doing.
How is that different than like putting it next to a fire?
Because fire's above room temperature. This is just, room temperature water.
It's room temperature that's happening quickly. And
again, it's clear from the Rishon, even the Sefer Truma is machmir, mekel, to put the ice into the wine.
No, he says you can do that.
Why would it be different than putting ice?
So what's the difference? One's
more
b'yadayim.
Yeah.
Why?
No, I didn't make sense. I don't think it's so far-fetched. I don't know.
Like concretion. If you take your warm hand and put on ice, the ice will melt. So
you put the water, the ice cubes in the water is okay because that's mimela. But you put the water on the ice, that's
you're
b'yadayim.
Pouring, because the mice are pouring.
The mice are dropping.
But no, when the mice are dropping, you'll drop, it'll sit there, it won't melt. Yet you wait 30 seconds, it'll drop. Pour, the pressure of the water pouring on it will make it melt quicker.
Okay, I hear. Okay. Well, no, you just put the water in first and put in the ice cubes. That's right. Even he's mad to hear that. Okay. Mahalach and Moko is to put the water in and then the ice. Since Rabbi Savlovsky's days, they haven't. Okay. So now, let's say. So we said over here that anyway, Ashkenazim are machmer for the Sefer Truma. So I have a different question. What about instant coffee? What happens? You put the water on it and the coffee disappears. Feel funny talking about coffee so close to Ray Willig's office. So we can talk about instant tea. That looks like coffee. So
decaffeinated.
Decaf, okay. Instant decaf coffee.
The tea doesn't disappear. The tea leaves like...
No, not tea leaves. Instant tea. Freeze ground instant tea. Okay. So anyway, so what's happening over here? The if you've ever made coffee, right, you'll know that, again, freeze ground coffee. So basically there are these little crystals and they disappear in the water. Just like the ice cubes. Right? Mamish, even more rapidly than rice cubes. You pour on the water and then all that instant coffee disappears. So maybe that should be aser.
Why
should it be different than the ice?
If what are you being molded when you cause those crystals to disintegrate?
Oh, so I think that's the answer. Correct. I think that's the answer. But before we get to your answer, the Rav Yashiv is quoted in footnote 30 of the Dirshu as saying, because it's nameis me'elav ve'en miraskin. Okay, it happens on its own. You just pour in the water and the coffee crystals disappear. So I thought if that's true, so then it should be a problem with, let's say, sugar. Because there you have to stir it in, right? Sugar doesn't just disappear into the water. If you don't stir it, it'll just sit on the bottom of your cup.
If you wait long enough, it'll disappear.
No. Your coffee will get cold, and you'll just the top will be bitter, and then you get to the bottom, and you'll have sludge. So, clearly, you don't put sugar in your coffee. You're healthy, or you use sweetener. Sweetener disappears. But
is it a problem if you put ice in your glass of water, jiggle the glass around to make it melt faster, or do we say that once it's already going to melt on its own? So?
Fine, you could be clear about that. But here, it won't melt on its own. It's only when you stir it. So now, if you're mekel to be merasik latocha kos, like we said before, then zecher it's going to be mutter, right? Because it's latocha kos. But if you're machmir on that shayla, you say, like the Ritva, that the Bavli disagrees with the Tosefta, we said the Shartzion says it's better to be machmir, so then it should be aser, right? That should be a problem. So I think the one way to answer it is to say what Yoni was saying before, which is that this is not a pashakula, but basically this is not like the case of ice or snow where you're transforming a liquid into a solid. Here you're dissolving it into the liquid. In other words, it's still there. The coffee and the sugar crystals, they're just very small, and they're not visible to the naked eye. But that's what Yoni was saying, right? I understood you correctly. You're saying there's a chiluk between the water and ice, where the problem is that you are transforming your moilid, or nolad, let's say molid, you're turning one thing into another, you're transforming a solid into a liquid, versus here, where you're simply dissolving a solid into a liquid. Now, the reason why that's not such a pashta kula is because to the naked eye, they're identical, right?
Also come out of hunger by salt, wouldn't it? Well, salt, molecularly, like, salt, the molecular bonds break apart when you put it into water. And
is that true?
Salt it rebonds with, yeah.
Then why, when you let it dry out, evaporate, do you have salt left at the bottom?
Because the hydrogen... It creates an ionic compound where you lose electron atoms from the sodium that then create hydrogen bonds with the water and then burst out, but then when the water leaves, so it rebonds to itself.
Aha, okay. Interessant. So, a chomer from...
That
intensity. Again, I think here... we have Yoni Svar. That's one Svar to be Mekel. And besides Yoni Svar, there's also, we have the Magen Avraham, who we already said Latoch HaKos's mutter, right? Plus all the other tzadim that we had before. So I think one could certainly follow the Minhag Olam to be Mekel in this respect. Okay. Now let's go in the opposite direction. What about making ice? So now, on Shabbos, can you make ice? Let's first talk about the ice cube trays. So according to the Rashba Pashut, there's nothing to talk about, right? There's no reverse shechita here. So good. According to the Pashtas and Rashi, also it should be mutter because it's me'elav. It's like Pashtida. If we assume Rashi would be mekel for Pashtida, right? Rashi's only machmir for molid when you do it biadayim. And here you're not doing, you're not putting it in the freezer, should not be molid biadayim. It happens on its own. You just set up that situation. But if you learn like the Rosh B'dasei for a Truma, so then you probably would have an issue of molid.
What's the chiluk between putting pastita next to a fire and putting an ice tray in the freezer?
There's no difference. And that's why according to Rashi, it should be mutter. But according to the Rosh's Havadasei for a Truma, it should be yasser. Just like you're not allowed to put the pashtita by the fire, you shouldn't be able to put the ice cube trays into the freezer. Both should be a problem of molid.
But meaning, wouldn't it be? Doesn't the Ramban assume that it's molid? But that's the safer term of putting ice to the fire.
The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban just talks about noilad. Uh-huh. We were medayik from the safer term itself that there's a problem of noilad and molid, but we don't know. But from the pashtita case in the lush and safer term side, it doesn't say molid by pashtida, just sounds like nolad. Mm-hmm. So the only opinion that we know that l'chora this should be aser would be the Rosh's Havan of the Sefer HaTumah, right? Before the Rosh's Havan, the Sefer HaTumah was a bit cooler. According to the Rosh's Sefer HaTumah, you could put out the ice cubes into a bowl and you don't have to bother with the water, right? But now it's a chumrah, which is that you couldn't make ice cubes on Shabbos.
Why is not also Noah? Noah to take it out, why is not Noah to put it in?
Oh, according to the Ramban, it wouldn't be Aser to make it, but you couldn't use them, correct? So, according to the Ramban, and you're saying, Manashach, if I'm making it for Motzei Shabbos, it's Hachana. If I'm making it for Shabbos, anyway, they're Noah. Yeah, I think that makes sense. So what's the halacha? So you can make the following argument, not an obvious argument, which is that the ice is only a temporary state because at room temperature it melts. Masha'en kain, water, ice melts at room temperature. So there's even if you follow the Ramban or the Rush, maybe since you're creating an unstable state, then there's no problem of molad or nolad. It's only a problem of molad or nolad when you create a stable state, stable at room temperature, that is. So you can make the case that it would be mutter, according to the Rosh and according to the Ramban, but it's not obvious. And hence, the poskim disagree. Some are mekel, among them is Shevet Alevi, Gimel Nedhei, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Kodin Shmei Shabbos Kilchasa, Perk Yud Ha'ari Yud Dalad, and Etzitz Eliezer, Chelag Vav Sinan Lama Dalad. Others are machmir, because they say, Pashtas, if we're machmir for the Rosh. And according to the Rosh, it should be Aser. And likewise, the Ramban, it should be Aser. According to either reading the Sefer HaTumah, it should be Aser. Since we're machmir like Sefer HaTumah, it should be Aser. And this is a stable state. The Rav Agav had a different Iser. He thought it was Aser also, but it's quoted in the Pnine HaRav on page Ayin Tes. He thought it was Aser also Boina. If you remember, the Magen Avraham talked about that. The Magen Avraham in Ar Siman talked about when you break the ice, is it a problem of Soser? Here, that's a little more kal, actually, because it's in a kli. But anyway, when we get back to Bona, we'll have to return to that question. Is it Bona or Soser? The Mishnah Berurah, as you saw, doesn't like that Magen Avraham. He rejected that Magen Avraham. Anyway, so Lamaisa here, too, there's a Makom L'Hachmir. Now, if it's an ice maker, so then even the Rush would be matir, right? Because it's totally memela. So who would be machmer for the ice maker?
Ramban.
But the Ramban would still say it's asar al-snolad. Unless you said it's null of the tarovas, it's batel, right? But the ice cubes on top are the ones that are nicker, that are usser. Or certainly if you know which ones are usser. So I don't know what happens nowadays in Marsha Kolo, but when I was there, they were machmir for this view. So they used to empty out the ice. They would turn off the ice maker and put all the ice into a bag before Shabbos. I don't remember. They had this whole thing. Anyway, they were machmir not to make ice on Shabbos. Anyway, so...
I don't even remember that anymore.
You're not machmir that anymore.
Were you in the right... Was Rabbi Solovsky?
No, not that old.
Rabbi Solovsky said that he used to do that also, but...
When... Solovsky was a Rosh Hashiva when I was in Mar Shakolo. So...
Me too.
So, but if you have like a standard home ice maker, so I don't know. Here, the Sfab Nola Bataros isn't as good because they do sort of exist on their own before they get mixed in. So, but what you could do is you could take from the bottom. The problem is that when you take ice from an ice maker that's on, especially if you take one or two pieces, probably not. But if you take like a whole bowl of ice, so then that lowers the threshold and that causes it to make more. So there's a different problem, right?
That's a different mitzvah than like the same thing as opening a fridge or anything like that? Like,
You're saying it's a psik reisha begrama. No, it's direct. In other words, it happens as I take out there's this lever, and when I remove, it's sort of up. When you make the ice, it's up, and then when you take the ice down, it falls as you do it. So I don't think it's grama, at least not as obviously grama. It's not like, this is much more like a light in a refrigerator than the motor in a refrigerator. It's sort of in between. It's not.
Except that when you, assuming that the lever doesn't go off immediately when you open up the ice maker, so ice will start tumbling down.
No, it does. I see it. When I take my ice out, I see the lever fall.
You take ice out from top.
So what we do is, We turn off the ice maker before Shabbos. We just put it up, and then you have the whole thing is full of ice. You have a lot of ice for Shabbos. It's enough. If you forget, so you just take out carefully without letting the lever go down, and you can still get out a fair amount of ice. You just have to work, not take the ice near the lever. And if you do it carefully, then they get out old ice that wasn't made on Shabbos, plus it doesn't operate the machine more. Okay. Whipped cream. What about that? So this is very similar to making ice, right? What do you mean? That in the bottle of whipped cream, it's a liquid, and then when you spray it, that turns it into a solid. Now, and you'll tell me, well, making the ice is memela, right? But this is biadayim, you're pressing the button. So you can't really call this memela. Now, is whipped cream a liquid or a solid? That's really the question. So Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying, he's talking about soap, which we'll get to in a moment. But he says anything that pours is considered a liquid, and anything that basically sits in its place is considered a solid. So according to that definition, whipped cream, at least for a couple minutes, is going to be a solid, right? Go ahead. Take your ice cream, you make whipped cream, you make this like this big thing on top, and it just sits there. It doesn't start moving, at least for a couple minutes. So that's what Rav Yashiv said. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's going to be molded. And even according to Rashi, it should be aser. Mutter, according to the Rashba. It's not like schita. Just one second. So what is the tzad to be makel? Tzad to be makel is that in like 5 minutes, it's going to be a liquid again, right? Whipped cream does not last very long, certainly in its solid state. And that is so, it's not even like an ice cube, right? An ice cube lasts a lot longer than, obviously that depends on the temperatures and surroundings, but typically liquid and a whipped cream starts basically melting very quickly. That's it's hard to be makel. So I heard Rabbi Sabalovsky tape on the shiurim, and he said that Rabbi Ribiat said, since it lasts for 5 minutes, it's usher. Sabalovsky thought, since it lasts for 5 minutes, probably should be mutter. But he wasn't willing to be makel. He was just saying that here's a tzad to be makel. Ein limchos b'yad makilim. Okay, now what about the following? This is much more common. Foam soap, right? What's foam soap? It's a liquid inside the bottle, and then you press it, and it comes out as a foam. So maybe that should be usher.
Have it in the bathrooms.
So Willig is makel about that. Schachter's makel. This is so short-lived. It turns into a liquid so quickly. If you're machmir for foam soap, then maybe you shouldn't be able to pour Coke either, because it makes the foam on top, right? Especially if... you have to... the foam soap and pouring the soda. And again, you can make a strong case, same thing for whipped cream, though I guess that's a little longer, lasts a little bit longer. All these cases are so short-lived that it's going to be mutter. Rosh is machmir for the soap for mimareach, at least for regular liquid soap, not foam soap. But we'll get back to that when we do a mimareach. That's a chesh. Okay. Yes. Okay, Baruch Shekivanti. The poskim talk about this once we're on the topic of molid. Not sure if we can get back to molid, so we'll. Are you allowed to make seltzer on Shabbos? Because when you SodaStream, my grandfather, like 30 years ago, he used to make his own seltzer also before, well before SodaStream. You'd get this like thing and you squeeze on, there's a small little tank of carbon dioxide and you put it on and you shake it up. So in Eretz Yisrael, that is a very popular thing to do. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's okay. You're not, you have to, there may be some other issues in terms of screwing it on, but basically making the seltzer is okay because that's not something new. But in the Dirshu, note 34, they quote the Maral Diskin as being machmir. But then they say, nah, that was because the way he made it was like Alka-Seltzer. Like you put something in and that caused the gas. But he would be makel for the other thing. But at least you see he's machmir for Alka-Seltzer because of molid, which is an interesting thing. Your molid bubbles.
Bubbles. Why wouldn't that be a problem whenever you pour soda that you're...
No, it's already there. But here you're putting it in. You have plain water and then you're... So it's a big chiddush. The Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Tes, disagrees with the Maral Diskin. He says that this is not nolad.
I think SodaStream also because of like Avsha Milsa. It's a really, really, really loud machine to use.
I've never used one.
It makes a really loud sound while you're carbonating.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to listen to a SodaStream. Okay. Anyway, it's usher because they make it on the West Bank. Okay. What about putting salt on ice? So this is obviously a very common question, right? It snows on Shabbos or it gets icy on Shabbos and people want to put down some salt to melt the ice. L'chora, according to Rashi, it should be a problem while it's molded, right? But maybe we'll say, no, it's mutter for Rashi because it's memela. It's like no sinu l'socha kos. Now, Rashi sort of sounds like you can only put it into a kos with water into it. But the pashtus is, though some of the Achronim discussed this, but the pashtus is Rashi's lav dafka. According to Rashi, as long as it's memela, it's mutter. So you can put it into an empty cup and you can put the salt onto the ice. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Baruch, as understood by the Rashi, you should have to be machmir. Just like you can't put the pashtita by the fire, you shouldn't be able to put the salt on the ice. It's molid. It's unnatural circumstances. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes a different hetter in a different context. He's talking about breaking ice, breaking off a piece of ice, and he says, even though when you do that, like some of it melts, it's holich le'ibud, that would be okay. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. So, l'chor according to holich le'ibud, that side should be okay.
But we don't,
l'chora, that hatter of holich le'ibud isn't so pashut, because we know, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlokas about whether you're allowed to urinate on snow. And the Rush was machmir for urinating on snow, because it causes the snow to melt. That's not holich le'ibud. That is holich le'ibud, so you see, it doesn't hold to the heter of holich le'ibud. So that's not so pashut. So it could be a sniff holich le'ibud, but it's not so pashut miracle based off that on its own. But as we said, the whole thing is a big chiddush l'chumra. And especially if it's in the matzif of hezekah derabim, so I think there's makom to be mekel. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
That's not the holich le'ibud isn't only a heter if you assume it's also al sikra. That's a heter even if it's also molin.
Yeah. There's definitely no nolad issue here. So the Beis Yosef sounds that way. It's not obvious, you're right. But maybe it's only because when you created something that exists, that is Dama L'Malacha. Mm-hmm. Again, on its own, it's not a Pashat Hatter.
But all of this is a derais, meaning...
It's all derabban.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other topic, once we're on this issue of snow, that the Shulchan Aruch brings up over here in Sif Yud Gimel, which is that you're allowed to walk on snow. Even though, at least, you know, when it's above freezing... Oftentimes after a snowstorm, you know, it's 45 degrees outside, so every time you walk on some snow, it melts. Mamish mirasik biraglayim. So is it mutter? Says it's mutter. Tav shen miskavim. What if it's a psik resha? Should be aser. So the Taz over here, Sif Katan Yud, has a very interesting kula. Av shavi psik resha mikol makom logaz v'zeh kemen she'i efshar lizar mizeh b'yemais ha'chayref. The Kol Ha'aretz Meleik for the Glid, as before global warming. But the point is that I'm into all these liberal jokes today. I don't know why. It's because everybody, it's a fast day. Everybody's very tired. So the point is that that it's mutter. Now, we already discussed this idea of Yefsha B'Lav Hachi, when are we Mekel? Yisurim derabanan of this sort, psik reishas delo nichaleis, being mekel when it's yefsha belav hachi, psik reishas delo nichalein is a derabanan. And therefore, it is mutter, and as we mentioned before, this kula of the Taz comes up in many other contexts, such as the security lights and the like. It's not pashut. Okay. The next topic I was going to do with you, but I think we don't have time, is going to be... Ksisha. So maybe we'll wait for Ksisha, the Gemara 9 Dalet, Amid Aleph, for next time. But let's turn a little bit more to the main question we want to discuss today, and that is baby wipes. Baby wipes are a real, it's like when people have a child, or they're about to, you know, have a child, they have all sorts of questions, and almost always at the top of the list is baby wipes. So, we have to discuss baby wipes from obviously the perspective of Sochet, of Disha. It's actually not so pashut that there's an issue of Schita or Mefarik from a Baged. There are a group of Rishonim that say that it's not Shayach, but we assume that it is Shayach, Mefarik, Schita, told the Dadash, even from a Baged, and therefore we have a big problem.
You
when you use wipes.
You don't require a dual character for Disha?
It happens to be. I didn't even mean that. I meant it's because even if it is Gedulei Karka, wipes happen to be Gedulei Karka. Wipes are made out of cotton. Or paper, but they happen to be made out of cotton, both of which are Gedulei Karka. No, I meant absorbed into cloth. So a number of Rishonim, the Rambam, maybe the Rambam, for different reasons hold that there is no issue of Schita from cloth, at least in terms of Mefarik. There's an issue of Melabain, and we'll have to figure out when Melabain is Shaykh or isn't Shaykh. Pashas Melabain isn't Shaykh over here. And as I said, if you look at the Rambam, for example, that seems to be his view. But we're assuming we paskin not that way. We paskin like the opinion of Tosos and other Rishonim that there is a problem of nefarik of shechita. If you have a cloth that's absorbed liquid and you want to take out those liquids, that is a problem of potential problem of nefarik kedusha shechita. So that's exactly what you have over here. What do I mean to say? How do wipes work? Wipes seem to have absorbed liquid. See if that's true, but they seem to. And then you wipe them on the skin of the baby, and some of that liquid seems to be extracted. It seems to be squeezed out from the pressure of wiping the wipe, and the skin of the baby is moist for a couple of seconds, dries very, very quickly. So seemingly, Pashup shot is it should be Aser. We mentioned before the Sugya of Mesechreisit and Azaisa, right, that it's Aser Lahadka. Now, the question is, why is it Aser? Right, that was the cloth that you're squeezing when you put the spout into the barrel. So Rabbeinu Tam held that it's not Shaykh Mefarik over here. Why not? Because it's Holich Liibud. It's also not Shaykh Melabin because it's talking about wine. And he thinks it's Aser for a different reason, Altsbona. So over here we have to figure out whether this is Holich Liibud. That's going to be a question. We'll get back to it in a question. The Ran, though, if you remember, we also saw, held that even if it is Holich Liibud, it's still an Aser Drabanan. Right, we talked about that when we talked about milking for Holich Liibud. The Ramban says, as we also mentioned, that only fruits that grow in a pri are shaykh shechita, so he also thinks it's not an issue. He has to hold that the issue over there is because of Malavit. That's a different issue. Okay, so seemingly we have a potential problem. So one potential solution, which would work at least if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, would be to say it's Holich Liibud. Right, again, the Ramban we certainly don't hold of. Rabbeinu Tam, who holds it's mutter if it's Holich Liibud, it's okay. Now, nobody ever collects that liquid from the diaper wipes, so it seems to be Holich Liibud. So maybe, again, now that might not be 100% foolproof because still the Ran holds Holich Liibud as Drabanan, but at least Rabbeinu Tam would be matir, and maybe with other factors we could be Megil. So maybe this would be Holich Liibud. However, that's not at all obvious. Why? Because you want the liquid. How come it's easier to wipe with a wipe that's wet as opposed to a tissue or a wipe that's dry? Because the liquid serves as a lubricant and it serves to soften the tzawa and cause it to be released. You want it. Now, you only want it for 1 second, it's true, but for 1 second, the important second, when you're doing the wiping, you do want it there. Maybe Holich Liibud means not even for a second. It's immediately of no value and goes to waste, like case of Nesuchreisit and Azaisa, right? Over there, you're sticking in the spout into the barrel over the floor. The wine is immediately, as soon as it's secreted, exuded from the cloth, it's garbage. Here, that's not really the case. Over here, it is used, it's valuable for a second, the moment of shechita, and then it's Holich Liibud, but who cares? So that is why the Orchos Shabbos, I told you to look at it as a discussion in Chelek Aleph, in the Birurei Halacha Semen Zayin, he says this is not considered Holich Liibud. However, Rishlomo Zalman Arbach and the Miluim of Shmir Shabbos Kolchas and Chelek Gimel, it's probably now in the earlier parts also, says that it is considered Holich Liibud. Apparently, Rishlomo Zalman holds that you need some type of lasting product to be considered Dash. Now, this is very strange. Why should that be? So I saw that Rav Asher Weiss has two ways to understand why Rav Shlomo Zalman would think that this is a Holich Liibud. It's in this tshuva that I sent you to look at. Very fascinating tshuva. Both of them are very mechudash. One is a Klal Yistika principle, and one is a local principle. The Klal Yistika principle is from the Chassam Sefer. Says, Melecha Shabbos is only relevant when you have a totsah that's omedes ben, when you produce something. And if you create something that, you know, within a sapkent or two disappears, like here, the there's nothing left from whatever was exuded from the wipe after a second or two. The skin is dry after a second or two, right? Nobody uses, like, after they wipe the baby, takes a towel and dries. It's not like after you take a bath where you need a towel, right? Nothing remains. Nothing remains. Everything that was squeezed out is gone within a second or two. So that's not Shaykh to Melech HaShabbos. That's Chassam Sofer's theory. And that's the first theory that Rav Asher Weiss says is the pshat in Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But he doesn't want to say that pshat because that's very mechudash. It's a chidush shelo nimtza b'rishonim. Okay? So is there anything in the Rishonim that would be a justification? So Rav Asher quotes a ritva in Shabbos Daf Nun. The sugya over there is talking about a very interesting sugya. They used to crush olives. The question is, what it's talking about Ibud Ochlin. Seems to have nothing to do with this. Why exactly are they crushing olives? So Rashi is one pshat. Rashi has a very interesting in terms of the sugya of Baal Tashchis, actually. That sugya. We talked about it this two summers ago when we did Meruba. Not Meruba, Chovel. But most Rishonim assume there that it's not talking about it's talking about crushing the olives for some type of soap. Now, I'm not exactly sure what's going on over there, but soap, moisturizer, something like that, clean beauty product, that's where they would be crushing the olives. And the problem is, but one second, when you crush these olives, when you're potzei zeisim lachof panav, so oil comes out, right? This is not a shechita deraisa. Says the Ritva, now you don't have to worry about it. Kevan she'eno tzarech lemeimein v'holech li'ibud. Holech li'ibud. So maybe we really don't care about. Now, you'll say, so I saw that Ritva actually, and I thought that's not a raya for anything, because I thought that you're using the pulp to clean your face, not the oil. But the Rav Asher says, but if you look at the Tosis Yeshanim says that you're using the oil to clean. Derech meizesim lahavir ulalabein. And still, he applies the holech li'ibud svar. In other words, if you combine the ritva with the Tosis Yeshanim, then you have a kula for wipes. Okay? I agree that if you combine the ritva with the Tosis Yeshanim, you have a kula for wipes. But that is not such a pashat kula. But that's how he explains why Rosh Shlomo Zalman held it's holich li'ibud.
What exactly was you're using the oil?
They would smush the olives to clean the face, right? Now, what, or the hands, let's say.
How is it different than the first trend?
This is just dafka for shechita. This is a heter.
Oh.
Dafka shechita.
You're using the pulps, then why
do you
smush them?
Because if you take an olive, that's not smushed. There's no pulp.
But there are two parts solid. You have the solid part and the liquidy part.
You need to smush the olive. I'm not talking, otherwise it's just skin.
Huh?
It's just skin. It's olive skin. That's not going to clean your face.
What is there in the
You need to create pulp. That's the inside. Mush. It's like olive mush is what cleans the face, or cleans the hands, not olive oil. Anyway, I don't know. I've never cleaned my hands using olives. But that's the tzad l'hakel. Now, what does he say? It's not so pashut. Who says we pass on like the ritva? Who says we combine the ritva with the Tosis Yeshanim? So the best kula, the most promising kula, would be to say there's no actual shechita. Now, when I first heard this svara, why? Because it's surface liquid. It's not absorbed liquid. When I first heard this, I thought that's like the most ridiculous thing in the world. This is like a sponge, right? Your wipes are like sponges. They don't have that much liquid in them. But, of course, this is absorbed liquid. Right? Now, let me explain what I mean by surface liquid. Right? If there's water on this table, I pour some water on this table, right? And then I wash my hands with it. There's no shechita, right? No, it's just sitting on the surface. It's not like the water gets absorbed into the table and then when I press down on the table, it's secreted from the table. No, it's just sitting there on top. No problem. So wipes should be just like that. Like if there's just a piece of plastic, right? That's not a problem with schita. So wipes are like plastic. But the problem is they're not like plastic. Well, that's the question. So some people claim wipes are really like plastic. Because the truth is that the wipe manufacturers, and of course there are different manufacturers and different things, but more or less, they need to do a very choppy thing, right? It's not like a paper towel. If you took a spill of water and use a paper towel, so the paper towel will absorb that water, right? And then you went to your sink and then you squeezed out your paper towel, it would squeeze out, just like a sponge. Wipes are not quite like that. They're not manufactured to be like that, because if wipes were like that, so then, as I said, you need a towel to dry the skin after you wiped. I can't put on a diaper with a wet skin. That would cause a rash. As it is, the rash has come. Kavachomer if it was wet. So when they manufacture these wipes, they have this very difficult agenda, which is it has to make the skin a little bit wet, right? So it'll be effective, but very, very, very little. So it'll basically dry instantaneously. Very small amounts of water. So basically, wipes are designed to be highly unabsorbent. So where's the water? It's on the surface. That's the theory. So that's what a lot of the Welt was saying, to be matir wipes for a while. So then Rav Gelber came, the Orach HaShabbos, and they did scientific testing. And they found that there is absorbed water. Okay, not as much as a paper towel, but wipes actually do absorb. It's not just surface liquid, like on a piece of plastic, but there is surface liquid, but there's also absorbed liquid. And since it's absorbed liquid, so then you have a problem. Now then you have to figure out, well, is it a secretion or not? Maybe there's absorbed liquid and there's surface liquid. But if it's Tavshin Miskavin, it should be mutter. But then you'll say, no, it's not Tavshin Miskavin, it's Tavshin Miskavin, because I want the liquid. Like we said, dry wipes aren't so good. Well, then you say, well, maybe I want the liquid on the outside, I don't want the liquid on the inside. But that doesn't seem to make that much sense, because during the week you're very happy with the liquid on the inside. Now you could say, well, the liquid on the outside is really enough, so I never care about the liquid on the inside if it's primarily on the outside. So it's not entirely clear that those scientific tests are entirely conclusive. In other words, there's no question that there is some schita if you press hard enough. But it could be that it's not a psikration. Now, there's just two arguments lahakol you could make. One is that it's davshei miskavein. Now, again, it's not a standard davshei miskavein, because you want the liquid, but it's davshei miskavein for the absorbed liquid, because it's good enough to just have the outside liquid. That's not a pashut svara. And Rav Gelber thought from his tests, anyway, it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha. His tests prove that it's a psik resha. So here we're in bad shape, right? We're in bad shape, because here we have a psik resha and maybe a psik resha de nichale. So you have that's a big problem. It's a psik resha de nichale of the absorbed liquids. So the problem about being machmir is l'chara, it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Yana Dioma, that it's mutter. It says in Siman Tav Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Chafein Mishneh Berurah, that you're allowed to use a damp towel, let's say the morning of Yom Kippur, to freshen yourself up. In other words, let's imagine you used a towel yesterday after you took a shower, and there's still some moisture left in the towel, and you wake up in the morning, and you sort of put it on your face to freshen yourself up. So, over there, it's like a wipe, exactly like a wipe. And we say it's mutter. It's exactly like a wipe, it's mutter. There's obviously absorbed liquid here, right? And yet it's mutter. It's mutter. So why should this be different than wipes? So Taka Shlomo Zalman said, it's not different than wipes. It's exactly like wipes. I know wipes are mutter because of this halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. And even now, there's a whole controversy that he changed his mind. Orcha Shabbos says maybe he changed his mind. Lameisa, Rav Neuwirth said he, at the end of his life, he double-checked and quoted Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't change his mind based off of this halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So, but what about the scientific tests that there's shechita? So says Rav Asher Weiss, very big chiddush, says, yeah, if you did scientific tests on this towel on Yom Kippur, you'd also see there's shechita. So why is it mutter? Now maybe you'll say it's usher. Scientists, Taru Mada. No! It's because even though scientifically there's shechita, halacha doesn't see it as shechita. And we see that from Hilchos Yom Kippur. For Hilchos Yom Kippur, there's scientific shechita. You have in this towel a little bit of absorbed liquid, not much. And when you put it on your face, the reason why it freshens you up is because some of that water, it's not surface liquid on the towel, right? Towels are absorbent. It's not surface liquid. It's absorbed liquid. And when you put that towel on your face on the morning of Yom Kippur, some absorbed liquid, very small amount, gets onto your face, and that's what is used, you know, that's why you feel freshened up. And that's mutter. So you see. So why? What's the difference? Why isn't it shechita? Dekevan she'en kan mashkin nikarim en kan shechita. Yeah, maybe the scientists will tell you there's some minor, minimal shechita. But in the end of the day, right, after you take the towel off your face and you touch your face, will your face feel wet? It will not. There's no mashkim nikarim. So, if there's no mashkim nikarim, then it's not halachically shechita. That is what Rav Asher Weiss claims.
Is that just his second try from before?
Right. Well, so, yes. He says a bunch of things. First, he says he doesn't think there's going to be any shechita at all. And even if you squeeze it like this with your hands, there'll be shechita. But when normal wipes usage, there's no shechita. And even if sometimes there is, it's darshan miskaven. And then he says, and why? What about the scientific tests? Right? In other words, he only had to, he had to come onto this chiddush to be miyashiv, the Orcho Shabbos, the scientific tests. So he says, oh, you'll tell me scientific tests. I'll tell you. Clearly, scientific tests don't prove anything halachically, because if that's true, then it should be aser to use the towel. Must be that the halachic definition of shechita is different. That's his main kula. I'll tell you some of his other kulas in a moment, but that's his main kula. But so B'Kitzur, he's saying it's not a... most of the time, there's never shechita anyway. Karov levadai, shein shechita klal, b'shimush ragil. And imtim tzlomer, there is shechita, tzav shein eskavi. So, as we mentioned, we're next to Willig's office. So Willig says, both of those things are false. Rav Asher Weiss thinks there's no shechita. There is shechita. We know there's shechita. The scientific tests show there's shechita. It's pashut there's shechita. And you'll tell me it's davshen miskaven, even if it's not a psik reish, it's davshen miskaven. And it is miskaven, because you want it. What about the rye from Hilchos Yom Kippur? No, there you don't want the water. That taka is davshen miskaven. That's why it's not asar al tzrechitza. In other words, over there, you don't want water. Right? You just want the feeling of freshness. But when it comes to wiping, you want water. That's true. Very little water. Very little water. But you want some water. You want that little amount of water because that's the water that facilitates the shechita. And therefore, since you want that water, it's davar shemiskavein. And don't tell me the surface water theory, because that's basically been shown to be false. So that's why Rabbi Willig is machmir. Now, I'll just tell you, that it's not that hard to be machmir about this. It sounds like, if you tell people that are like used to using wipes, they seem horrified at that idea. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not that hard to be machmir. First of all, you could use tissues, and that works. If tissues don't work, you could either use dry wipes. Dry wipes are more They're stronger than tissues. In fact, at a hospital, they give out dry wipes. They don't use regular wipes. And I asked why, and the nurse said, wipes are bad for baby skin. Dry wipes are better. Okay, I'm not mocking about that during the week. But you could just you let your wipes dry out, and then that's stronger than tissues. Or with dry wipes or with tissues, what you could do, I think for the first bunch of kids we used to do this, and then it just got to be too much of a pain. But you can take a spritz bottle and put water, and you spray water on the baby's skin, and then use tissues, and that will then you have a liquid that helps, and there's no issue with sleet over there. So you know, sometimes it's a pain, but usually, Baruch Hashem, we've managed, I think, without too much difficulty for a while without using wipes. Yes.
But the thing with the measurement that it's nicker, but it is nicker for that second. So.
No, it's not even nicker.
If you touch it right after, you'll feel that it's wet. So it's mutter. So like, if that's mutter, like, you should be able to, you know, pump into a bottle for a second and then dump it. Like,
no, it's so. I think what he's saying is that almost by the time you touch it, it does. It's not tofeach amenas lasfiach.
Well, that might not be possible. It's
not nicker for a second. That second is so short that it's not nicker. That's considered
so
not nicker.
So you can bump into a bottle to dump it out a second later?
That's not a second. It's if you feel the skin right after you wipe, it doesn't even feel wet. I think that's what he's saying. It's a chiddush. Very big chiddush. He does have some additional kulas as well. One of them is interesting. The Gemara says, and Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that you're allowed to use a sfog with a handle, like a sponge with a handle, but not a sponge without a handle. So why not? What's wrong with a sponge? What's the difference? So Rashi and Rambam say, because if there's a handle, there's no handle, there's a psik resha for shechita, but if there is a handle, there's not a psik resha. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Even if the handle, there's a psik resha. So the Ravid says, well, this isn't shechita. And he says some very cryptic comment, which is not at all clear what it means. It's like a bucket full of water, a bowl with water. Anyway, so what is the Rambam and the Ramban and Rashi do with the Ravid's comment? He's asking him at Siyah Shaila, isn't it Shechita? So he says, oh, maybe they hold that. Minimal Shechita isn't really Shechita. And he has a Pshat in the Ravid. I had a different Pshat in the Ravid, but he tries to a different Pshat in the Ravid. Why? And he has some additional Tzad and Malakal, but I see we are nearly out of time. I guess we'll stop here. We still have one little tiny thing to do with Shechita, which I guess, could we get together tomorrow a little bit? So you got your way. You want to cheer tomorrow, Yoni?
I want to cheer tomorrow instead of
You get half your wish.
Is Rabbi going to be posting Sharon during me in his manner? Just like...